You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Surf season is heating up, and not just for humans. Earlier this month, dogs from around California came to Pacifica to hang 10 in the third annual World Dog Surfing Championships. KALW's Sarah Harrison caught up with one of last year's top dogs to find out more about this unusual sport.
Okay, so this is Abby's board. As you can see, it's a little bit thinner than most surfboards. This is the soft top. She's got a...
Michael Wee is showing me his dog Abby's custom board. It's got a unique fin alignment. He says it helps her steer better. It's also got a notch to hold a camera in place and a leash to keep it from getting lost in the waves.
It's just the top that's soft so that her claws can dig into it. And you can see here, there's a number of places where you can see her claws have dug in.
Abby's a 12-year-old Australian Kelpie and a champion dog surfer. She holds the Guinness World Record for longest wave surfed by a dog, a total of 60 meters. But Michael says he didn't have any of that fame in mind when he took her into the water 10 years ago.
Abby was a rescue dog and she was highly traumatized. So originally going to the beach, swimming in the ocean, and eventually discovering surfing was an accident, was to help her build her confidence.
One day, while Michael and Abby were on a really long swim, he asked a surfer if she could rest on his board. As soon as she got onto the board, she stood up.
We pushed her into a wave and she had a great time. So we did it again and it was the most confident I had ever seen her.
Since then, Michael and Abby have become surf celebrities. Abby has sponsorships, a dedicated following on social media, and she's even made an appearance on Animal Planet. Despite all her success, Michael says Abby hasn't let it get to her head.
She's very laid back. She's very much a surfer at heart.
Last year, Michael entered Abby into the World Dog Surfing Championships, and she won. This year, she's back to see if she can defend her title.
Surfers, head down to the water's edge. Take your boards. Take your dogs. Get on down for the mix. Dog.
The dogs and their owners paddle out while spectators pack onto Pacifica's Lindemar Beach. May Ahmed and her friends stand ankle deep in the surf, craning their necks to see the first heat of small dogs head into the surf.
They take the dogs out, and you see the dogs get increasingly alarmed, especially if they're small.
May and her friends are Abby fans. They like the way she poses for pictures after her heats. Michael lets her jump up and rest her paws on his shoulders, and then they both mug for the camera. But May has her eye on another competitor, too.
Well, we've been a fan of Gidget. I'm going to just show you his shirt. Picture is a very determined pug coming to shore, strapped in with a life vest, atop a bright pink surfboard.
Dog surfing is actually a pretty human-intensive sport. There are people in the water to pick the right waves and push the dogs towards shore. Then, there's a team of people on land to make sure the dogs make it safely in. If there's a wipeout, a human is there to scoop the dog up and set it back on the board. Michael says while all the dogs are rivals on land, in the water, it's a different story.
If something happens, everybody jumps in and helps. It's a really great, safe community in the water. Everybody's friends, and on land, we're all out to get each other.
The competition is divided into categories for small, medium, and large dogs. There's also categories for human and dog tandem surfing. The dogs head out for 15-minute heats, and the judges assess their tricks and overall surf ability. Getting the dogs to shore seems to be the main objective. The judging is supposed to consider the size of the waves and the length of the ride. But to an untrained observer like me, it just looks like an uncoordinated melee with dogs and humans thrashing in the water. In the small dogs, Prince Dudeman and his owner Ryan Thor make it through, while others, like Rusty the surfing Minpin, a miniature pincher, don't make the cut.
That was it for heat one of medium dog.
Abby.
Up next,
let's go.
Beans and Abby head on down.
Abby faces off against Beans the Whippet, but Michael's a little nervous. He broke his ankle the week before, and he's been slowed down by a big neoprene-wrapped cast. Plus, the surf is bad, and the water is cold. Abby only manages to catch a couple good waves. By the end of the heat, Michael looks exhausted, barely able to make it out for their signature pose.
Good job, Abigail. Good job. I think my leg kept holding me back a little bit. We got out as far as I thought we could, and Abby got one good ride.
Abby takes a nap under the judges' table and then charms her way to a bag of treats from some volunteers. She doesn't seem to notice that they haven't advanced to the finals.
Congratulations. So now we're down to the final, the top dog.
Golden Doodles Derby and Teddy bound to the water alongside their small and medium-sized competitors. All the dogs seem to have good runs. When the horn blows at the end of the heat, I think maybe Derby has surfed his way to top dog. But the big dogs are no match for Gidget. In the end, that determined pug on the pink surfboard takes home the prize. Abby and Michael cheer them on. Michael's disappointed they didn't advance, but he's still happy to walk away with third place in their category.
We had fun. That's what matters.
Michael encourages all dog owners to use sports to bond with their animals. Whether that's shredding it on a surfboard or running around with a frisbee, he says the most important thing is to find something you both enjoy.
Your relationship with your dog should be all about helping your dog find their true potential, what they're meant to be.
Abby is getting older, and Michael doesn't know how much longer she'll be able to compete. But he is confident that she'll always surf. He says, it's just what we do. In Pacifica, I'm Sarah Harrison for Cross Currents.